In September 1865, Lafayette Baker asked one of Jenny's Philadelphia friends to rush to Washington because his wife was dangerously sick. A month later, he moved her to Philadelphia to recover. He continued his Secret Service work in Washington for the new administration. Andrew Johnson, who could be obstinate and testy, was unqualified in temperament and political skills to lead a nation emerging from its greatest war. He soon clashed with Stanton over Reconstruction policy and tried to oust the war secretary, who enlisted congressional allies to protect his job and at one point barricaded himself in his office. Johnson, who made clear he would not be bullied by Congress, became a bitter enemy of its radical Republicans, with rumors spread that he was somehow involved in Lincoln's assassination and talk of impeachment growing. Baker was not close to Johnson, who, after Lincoln's assassination, received derogatory reports on the Secret Service chief from Baker's political enemies. Johnson sent him to Alabama and Georgia to retrieve documents from senior aides to Jefferson Davis. He ordered Baker to put under surveillance a Tennessee rebel who had denounced him in 1861 when Johnson was stumping his state as a Union backer. The man was now in Washington begging for a pardon, which Johnson refused. On December 1, 1865, Baker delivered a lengthy report to Stanton, boasting that his Secret Service during the war arrested 1,254 persons and recovered a little over $1 million in defrauded government money, all for just $170,920 that his bureau incurred in expenses. There was no way for Stanton to verify those numbers, at least one of which was suspect. Baker later testified before Congress that his Secret Service spent over $400,000 during the war, more than double the amount he reported to Stanton. Baker's enemies in Congress and the military spread rumors he pocketed $200,000 during the war through extortion and the sale of seized war booty. Washington's National Republican, a pro-Lincoln newspaper, called for Baker's spy unit to be abolished. Baker ignored the charges, believing Johnson would protect him. That would not be the case.